A Tennessee school shooter went shopping for guns. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. After interviewing the killer's parents, Nashville Police Chief John Drake says 28-year-old Audrey Hale had purchased 7 guns legally at 5 local stores, including the 3 guns used in yesterday's attack, killing 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults before Hale was killed by responding officers. Hale's parents telling police they only knew about 1 gun and thought it was gone.
She was being treated for an emotional disorder, and her parents felt like she did not need to own any firearms. And so the one that they thought she had, they thought she had sold it and didn't have any more. And so she had hid different weapons throughout the house.
Drake also says police are still reading through Hale's manifesto and can't say yet whether other locations mentioned were also considered targets. President Biden says the nation owes the victims' families more than prayers.
This is hard to believe. I never thought when I started my public life that guns would be the number one killer of children in America. Guns, number one. It's sick.
He says passing an assault weapons ban shouldn't be a partisan issue, as many Republicans argue again for a greater focus on school security, mental health, and red flag laws. The president speaking at a semiconductor plant in North Carolina, kicking off an Invest in America tour.
But unfortunately, extreme MAGA Republicans, not all, but extreme MAGA Republicans are threatening to undo all this progress.
Also accusing Republicans of putting the economy in jeopardy with a debt limit debate.
The responsible thing to do is to get into the room. The Republicans have worked on a plan. We believe in limit, save, and grow. Limit our spending.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy accusing the president of playing games instead of negotiating. Sources just telling Fox News the grand jury hearing evidence in a Trump hush money probe will not meet again this week on that case. Stocks finish lower, the Dow down 37 points at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Special deliveries in Ukraine.
Those long-promised Western tanks are arriving in Ukraine. German Leopard tanks were delivered yesterday, as well as British Challenger 2 tanks, as confirmed by Ukraine's defense minister. Some tank crews have been training in Europe on the Leopard tanks. The British Ministry of Defense announced that Ukrainian crews had just completed a crash course on the advanced British Challenger 2 tanks. American Abrams tanks are expected in the fall. In Kyiv, Mike Tobin, Fox News.
The U.S. and Russia are no longer sharing nuclear weapons data, which was to be given biannually under the new START treaty. The arms control pact Russia has said it's no longer following. Meantime, the White House still says there's no reason at this point to adjust America's nuclear posture, days after Russia's decision to move tactical nuclear weapons into Belarus. Another round of reassurances from regulators about the banking system and criticism from lawmakers. At the first hearing on recent bank failures,
reps for the U.S. Treasury, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and the Federal Reserve testifying before the Senate Banking Committee on the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank.
These bank executives face less accountability than a cashier who miscounts the cashier's box.
Chairman Senator Sherrod Brown.
That's why I'll be introducing legislation to strengthen regulators' ability to impose fines and penalties, to claw back bonuses, to ban executives who cause bank failures from ever working in another bank.
GOP ranking member Tim Scott accusing banks of negligence, regulators defending decisions, saying banks are safe and vowing to continue monitoring conditions. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
One top Fed official says SVB's risks were not aligned with reality, largely blaming mismanagement for the bank's collapse. Recapping stocks, it's been a choppy day, fluctuations at times, some positive territory for the Dow, but the Dow finishes down 37 points, the S&P slipping 6 points, the NASDAQ down 52. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.